Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Hi, and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry. Indeed, thank you for joining me here on the Big 810 AM in beautiful Orlando, Florida area. I'm a traditionally trained naturopathic doctor with a practice and ministry located in Orlando, Florida. And as you know, if you listen to the show, I approach natural medicine from a Christian perspective. Many people are very interested in natural and alternative medicine and alternative therapies, and I hope to be able to help educate you in that direction in this show. Now, we always like to say, quoting a quote attributed to Thomas Edison, that, quote, "The doctor of your future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He would teach them the cause of all disease," end of quote. Thank you for joining me here on this, our final show on the Big 810 AM in Orlando. This is not our final show, but it's our final show on the Big 810 AM in Orlando. You can, though, find out how you can keep listening to us by visiting bluezonewellness.org. I'd like to also remind you that we will, you can visit us, visit me and follow me and stay up to speed on our shows and on other knowledge in that natural health and alternative health field. You can find me at facebook.com/naturedoc. Or you can go to, as I just mentioned, bluezonewellness.org. You can go to Twitter and look us up. Our username is Blue Zone Wellness. Search Blue Zone Wellness to find us there. Or you can also visit loads of articles and contact information at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. That's phase, P-H-A-S-E, the number 3ministries.com/WordPress. We have a very interesting show for you here today. As usual, Dr. Morgan will be calling in. He's joining me here. This is on our last show here, again, on the Big 810 AM in Orlando. You listen to Blue Zone Wellness. Our show is going to go into today in our Week in Natural News segment. We have very interesting articles for you. We're going to talk about an article that came out discussing, that's entitled, "The Common Parasite That's Linked to Increased Risk of Suicide and Self-Harm." This is a parasite. We've talked about parasites on here before and how most people do have parasites, but sometimes they can cause serious issues. Also, we're going to have an interesting discussion. Another article we came across by Dr. Mercola at Mercola.com. And it's a very interesting article, and it's something that we really need to discuss and talk about. And is your doctor's advice fatally flawed? Is your doctor's advice fatally flawed? And it's a very interesting article, and we're going to spend a lot of time on that. Our healing food for today, we're going to look at some of the health benefits of organic olive oil. Some of the health benefits. It has numerous benefits. It can be used in numerous practical ways. We're not going to have time to deal with all of those, but it's very, very beneficial food. And our segment dealing with our herbal supplement, our favorite herbal supplement and regular supplement, we're going to continue our discussion about chromium, where we left off in the last show. And time permitting, we'll go also a little bit into copper. Again, if you want to keep following and listening to us, you can go to keep up on these and to keep listening, you can visit bluezonewellness.org and listen to our shows, and you'll also be able to call in, et cetera. So let's go ahead and get started as we wait on Dr. Morgan to call in. We'll go ahead and start look at this first article. It was from naturalnews.com. And it's entitled, "Common Parasite Linked to Increased Risk of Suicide and Self-Harm." The article starts off by talking about a common parasite that may significantly increase women's risk of self-destructive behaviors, including suicide attempts and self-harm, according to a study conducted by researchers from the University of Maryland School of Medicine in Baltimore, and it was published in the Archives of General Psychiatry. The parasite in question is known as Toxoplasma gondii, and the infection with it is known as toxoplasmosis. And the most common sources of human exposure to this parasite are undercooked meat, unwashed vegetables, and the feces of domesticated cats. Again, the most common sources of human exposure, again, is undercooked meat, unwashed vegetables, and the feces of domesticated cats. I see Dr. Morgan has just called in. Are you there, Dr. Morgan?
Yes, Dr. Henry.
Welcome again to our final show. I just finished giving the listeners some of the contact information and letting them know that even though this is our last show on the Big 810 AM, it's not our last show, that they will still be able to listen to us, and they can find out how by going to bluezonewellness.org. And the first article we were talking about here was from naturalnews.com, and it's entitled "The Common Parasite Linked to Increased Risk of Suicide and Self-Harm." And the article pointed out was based on a study from the University of Maryland School of Medicine, and it was published, which is in Baltimore, and it was published in the Archives of General Psychiatry. And the parasite in question is known as Toxoplasma gondii, and the infection in question is known as toxoplasmosis. And the problem with it is that the parasite has been associated with significantly increased women's risk of self-destructive behavior. And the most common source of human exposure to this parasite, it's undercooked meat, unwashed vegetables, and the feces of domesticated cats. And they point out, so although other animals can become infected with the parasite, only cats shed this parasite in their feces. The article went on to say that this parasite is most common in warm, humid climates, and chronic human infection rates in such regions, or has chronic human infection rates in such regions as Central America and Southern Europe, Asia, Africa, and South America can reach up to 50%. And they point out that although toxoplasmosis, which is caused by this parasite, is usually asymptomatic in adults, it can actually be dangerous to anyone with a compromised immune system. They also point out in the article that that the parasite can actually pass from pregnant women to their fetus, with potentially severe results. And they talk about how between the 10th and the 24th weeks of pregnancy, toxoplasmosis can lead to low birth weight, premature birth, jaundice, abnormal head size, retinal abnormality, convulsions, brain calcification, or mental retardation in the infant. And after the 24th week, the fetus is well developed enough that the risk from infections drops significantly. And they point out also an estimated 1 out of 1,000 to 8,000 children born in the United States tests positive for toxoplasmosis. And so I want to go back and talk real briefly about the three ways that it can be gotten: undercooked meat, unwashed vegetables, and the feces of domesticated cats. The thing, though, that Dr. Morgan, that the study pointed out on at the University of Maryland, was that it tended to cause women, as it makes its way to their brain, to exhibit suicidal and behavior that leads them to hurt themselves. Can you? And so here we begin to understand how eating things that we should not eat can actually have even dire results and affect our overall behavior.
I don't want to make light of the matter, Dr. Henry, but I'm disturbed, at how careless many a times we've become as a society. Because, and it's only a pity that we will not have time to do a show on the relationship between indoor pets, and many ill health conditions that we face today. And I'm glad you touched that, because while I'm a lover of pets, And I really adore dogs, cats, and all of these animals. I know that God gave us dominion over them, not to dominate them, ill-treat them, but to really take care of them. But what I've been concerned as a result of reading a book and doing further studies. The book name is The Animal Connection, written by Dr. Thrash, Agatha Thrash, and others. And it shows how many studies showing how many diseases that we have today in many cases is as a result of contracting it from the eating of animal products and the domestic pets we have in our own home. I'm not talking about on the outside, you know, somewhere. I'm talking about in our bedrooms, in our kitchens, in our living rooms, right, that we are, especially the cat. It's like the worst of them, right? And so I am not surprised at what you just read there, because it's something I've been following along to a certain extent.
Well, and it is, and you know, in America, we really love our pets. We love and think we might love them to our own death in many cases, because you know, there are many Americans who their dogs or their cats, they sleep with their dogs, they sleep with their pets, they eat the pets eat at their table with them. They have them, you know, they kiss them, and they're in their chest and then around their neck and their head. And you know, there are many, in many cases, these pets have developed immunities to some of the things that they carry, which we humans may not have immunity to.
That is so true, because the pets were made to be outdoor creatures by far.
You're right.
You know, I'm not saying they should be out there in the cold, you know, and whatever, and so on. But pets were not really designed by God to be on the inside with us. So therefore, being on the outside, they were, over the years, God has allowed them to develop immunity against things that they would be exposed to as a result of being on the outside. We were not made to be on the outside. We were made to be inside houses. And so our bodies are less immune, you know, to many of the things that the pets are not subjected to. So when they come in contact with us, right, and they carry these germs, these parasites, we are more susceptible to them than the animals itself.
You're right. In this article, Dr. Morgan, the article goes on to say that the T. gundi parasite lives in the brain, and which may explain why it damages the brains of developing fetuses, and has also been linked to a higher risk of schizophrenia in adults. In this new study that we've been talking about here, the researchers sought to determine whether the parasite can have direct effects on human mood and behavior. And again, this study was from the University of Maryland School of Medicine in Baltimore. The researchers in this study actually used Danish medical records to track 45,788 women who had taken part in a newborn toxoplasmosis screening study, in which their infants were screened for the parasite within 10 days after the infants were born. More than 1 in 4 infants actually tested positive, hereby indicating that their mothers actually likely suffered from chronic toxoplasmosis. The article went on to point out how over the following 14 years, 78 of the women attempted suicide and 488 actually engaged in self-harm. The researchers found that the rate of self-harm was 50% higher among women with toxoplasmosis. And the rate of attempted suicide was 80% higher. And so basically they concluded that a total of 18 women successfully committed suicide, but this number was too small for comparison. Other potential weaknesses the article points out in the analysis include the fact that not all cases of self-harm was necessarily reported to physicians, and that the correlation found between toxoplasmosis and self-destructive behavior might not always be the causative factor. Nevertheless, the lead researcher in the article believes that the study supports the hypothesis that T. gundi has some effect on the brain. For example, the article points out that the parasite might actually directly affect the production of mood-regulating neurotransmitters. He said, quote, "It's also possible that the immune system containing toxoplasma gundi does it at the cost of affecting brain function." And again, the toxoplasmosis researcher Louis Weiss of Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York, who was not involved in the study, suggested that the parasite might actually trigger inflammation, which in turn might change the chemical balance in the brain. So here we have, and finally, let me hit this first, next. The article pointed out that the risk of contracting toxoplasmosis from domestic cats it's not as significant as eating. It's there, but it's not as significant as perhaps eating the uncooked flesh of dead animals. And so here we have which appears to be, and of course they want to look at more studies, but to me, given what we know so far about the study that came out of the University of Maryland School of Medicine and published in the Archives of General Psychiatry, and you can read it at naturalnews.com, the study is somewhat persuasive to me, and I suspect if they keep doing the studies, the evidence will probably become more and more persuasive, and especially as you can see that it can be understood very clearly how these parasites can get into the brain and cause inflammation and throw off the biochemical balance of the brain and cause people, or can affect the neurotransmitters and cause people to behave in such a way. To me, that's totally logical.
Well, Dr. Henry, you somewhat stole my firepower early on, right? And I'm glad you mentioned it, because I wanted to go down that road, so I'll go over a little of it in detail. You mentioned the fact of how the study, because that was exactly what was going through my mind, in the studies that it shows that the infestation of these parasites of the brain can affect neurotransmitters. And you and I always talk about these neurotransmitters, otherwise called brain chemicals, whether they are dopamine, serotonin, GABA, you know, norepinephrine, and stuff like that. And we know that, especially the dopamine, right, and the serotonin, they are mood-altering transmitters. So if they are too high, they affect our sleep cycle, they affect our mood, they affect our personality. If they are too low, likewise. So just imagine, with these parasites in the area of the brain, the head, somewhere up there, and they are absorbing nutrients that our brain need, and turn around and give out toxin that our brain are sensitive to. Dr. Henry, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that that's going to affect our mood cycle.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. Go ahead. No, you can go ahead.
I am thankful for these studies, but it reminds me of reading books like Ministry of Healing and others, right, that tells us that we should not eat these things, that our children, if they eat meat, if we feed our students or our children meat eating, it will benumb their brain. It will lower their ability to learn, right, and reduce their cognitive ability, right? So, and this was written by a lady with a seemingly third grade education, over 100 years ago, and today science is saying the very same thing.
You're right, which is amazing to me. And as we've talked about before, if we would not be, if our society and our generation would not be wise above what is written, we would learn a lot, and we would also understand a lot of what the Creator has passed down to us, as we mentioned before, through many issues. And through other ages, through many, many generations, he's given us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. If we would just have a humble enough mind to accept it. And I think that here we have, again, we have a situation to where we have what we put in our mouths affecting our brains, what we have in our homes affecting our brains, to the extent so much that it appears to be leading people to commit suicide and to harm and hurt themselves simply by altering the biochemistry of their bodies and ultimately of their brains. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM. This is our final show on the Big 810 AM, but not our final show. We'll be right back after these brief messages. Don't go away. Keep listening. We have a very interesting show still left to come up.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Would you love to eat healthier if you could eat food that was delicious? Well, now you can at Tropical Refresh Restaurant right here in Orlando. Imagine eating amazingly delicious food that is not making you a heart attack victim waiting to happen. Choose from mouth-watering veggie burgers, veggie chicken, veggie chunks and beans, etc. And don't forget our amazingly delicious non-dairy ice cream. Choose from flavors like grape nut, pina colada, strawberry, and more. Enjoy a real meal without guilt. Call now, 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. That's 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. And experience Tropical Refresh Restaurant, where there's a delight in every bite as you experience a taste of the tropics.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for listening here to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM. Joining me here is Dr. Morgan. And when we left, we were talking about how many people, women especially, based on the latest study, that were eating or have been affected by a common parasite. And this parasite was linked to the increase of suicide and self-harm. Dr. Morgan, we'll move on to our next article.
Before you do that, Dr. Henry, can we just remind our listener of a YouTube video? And I haven't seen it for a long while now because I haven't checked, but maybe it's still up. You and I have discussed this before about the lady. If they don't take what we are saying serious about this lady, I hope this will make them take it serious. This lady in Mexico City, that was suffering blackout spells.
And
the doctor said that she had a brain. You go ahead. Tell our listeners.
It was posted on YouTube as from the show, I think, Animal Planet. And I think Animal Planet had done a series on these parasites. And she was the first case. She was from Central America. Maybe it was Mexico or wherever she was from. It was a country.
Mexico City,
okay. And she had gone over, while she was over there, she had eaten some flesh that was apparently infected or contaminated with the parasite. And after she returned here, after a while, she began to have headaches, even migraine-type headaches. And then she went from having the migraine-type headaches to having full-blown seizures and blacking out. And finally, after so many tests were run, they did an MRI and they discovered that she had parasites in the brain, and they were causing problems. And it had been determined that she had contracted it from eating this flesh when she went over to Mexico City. And it got to the point that she actually almost died. And they actually went through surgery and removed the parasites as well as the eggs there, because apparently the parasite had begun to lay eggs in her brain as well. And had they not done that, even though she almost didn't make it, she definitely would have died, because the symptoms were basically convulsions, blackouts, seizures, headaches, blurred vision, etc. So as you said, Dr. Morgan, this is not something that's far-fetched. It's not something that's a fantasy. These are things that actually occur.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Henry, because, you know, marriage is something that takes a lot to build. And no wonder so many marriages are going down the drain. But can you imagine coming home, a wife or a husband coming home to a spouse who, as a result of the food that they are eating, is causing them to have migraine, blackout spells, or whatever it may be? That's quite horrendous. That's quite ironic. That's quite challenging.
That's true. That's true. And it all goes back to what we talked about before. This is what we call Blue Zone Wellness. Wellness is so important because it comprises the physical, the mental, the spiritual, the emotional. And wellness affects your family. It affects the children. It affects education. It affects your work. It affects everything. And so many of the problems that we're having in society, be it for crimes or anything, can be traced directly back to what we put in our mouths. And we can do and will do, plan to do, hope to do, an entire show. Maybe it may take a couple of shows to actually delve into it and explain it to the extent and to give the subject due that it deserves. Dr. Morgan, now this next topic is very interesting, and we call it why. It is based upon an article from Dr. Mercola, and he asked the question, it's entitled, "Why Your Doctor's Advice May Be Fatally Flawed." And it's very interesting. The article starts off, he talks about how I quote the first paragraph. He says, "Curious about the prevalence and extent of scientific misconduct, researchers at the University of Illinois at Chicago's Center for Pharmaeconomic Research investigated the reasons why research studies were retracted and from where. And the highest number of incidents of misconduct occurred, and this shouldn't be surprising, in the drug literature as compared to general biomedical literature. Nearly 75% of the retracted drug studies were attributed to scientific misconduct." So here, basically the article starts off by looking at the University of Chicago Center for Pharmaceutical Research investigated those studies that were retracted for one reason or another. And they found, when they looked at the studies that were retracted, the highest number of incidents of misconduct occur in the drug literature as compared to the general biomedical literature. And they found that nearly 75% of the retracted drug studies were attributed to scientific misconduct. And this included data falsification or fabrication, questionable veracity, unethical author conduct, and plagiarism. And he goes on to point out in this article, and we won't have time to go through this entire article because it's somewhat lengthy, but it's an extremely interesting article. And Dr. Mercola points out in this article that this is a significant rise when compared to a 1988 review cited in the featured Newswise article in which 37% of scientific retractions between 1966 and 1997 were due to scientific misconduct. He goes on to point out that even more shocking, according to data from Thomson Reuters, the numbers of scientific retractors have climbed more than 15-fold since 2001. And he says the most unfortunate thing about this is that these are the types of studies many healthcare professionals rely on to make treatment recommendations. And so large numbers of patients can be affected when false findings are published, as the average lag time between publication of the study and the issuing of a retraction is 39 months. It's more than 3 years. And that he points out, if the criminals are ever caught at all. And so Dr. Mercola goes on to point out that he's a big believer in the scientific method, provided that it's applied appropriately and that there are no people in there that's involving themselves in falsifying data or putting things forward that are of questionable veracity. And again, he says, sadly, this is not the case with most of the modern medicine, especially not when it comes to drug research, as evidenced in their featured findings. He goes on to point out, it's quite shocking that nearly three quarters, that's 75% of all of the retracted drug studies are due to purely falsified data. And he says, especially when you consider that even well-researched drugs can still have significant side effects. And he points out in his article, he says, just imagine the potential for tragedy when a drug is based largely on pure fantasy. And then he says Vioxx is perhaps one of the best examples of what can happen when a drug is manufactured and sold purposely under false pretenses. It killed, he points out, more than 60,000 people in just a few years' time before it was actually removed from the market. And he says in the case of Vioxx, there are lingering questions about the soundness of the research backing the drug in the first place. And he points out how back in 2008, Dr. Joseph S. Ross of New York Mount Sinai School of Medicine came across ghostwritten research studies for Vioxx while reviewing documents related to the lawsuit filed against Merck. So here we have, and were it not for a few honest people in the pharmaceutical companies, sometimes in the FDA, who actually blow the whistle, we may never hear about some of these things, Dr. Morgan.
Dr. Henry, listening to you there, it was very disturbing. Not listening to you, but the report. And you know why? Because I have a relative. No, not my relative. My wife has the first cousin who was born without limbs. But in other words, no hand, no feet. So she has been wheelchair bound from very early, from bed, from crib to her wheelchair. And why? Because her mom took thalidomide, the wonder-working morning sickness drug, back in the 60s. And so her baby, like many others, were born without limbs. And in some cases, other children were born with other abnormalities. Now, this young lady is a millionaire from the drug company. And you would think that this thalidomide that they had banned as a result of it maiming so many and killing so many people would have been permanently banned. Now the same thalidomide is back on the market to treat certain kind of cancer. I am wondering, what did the drug companies do who make the drug company that makes thalidomide do to get back that drug? What study did it falsify to get a drug as dangerous as thalidomide back on the market to be treating cancer?
You know, I think what happens behind the scene, Dr. Morgan, as the studies that have shown over the years and they continue to show, is that if you make enough money and grease enough palms of politicians and administrators and whatnot, it seems to be, you can do almost anything. And as an example, as I just quoted before you made your comments from this article, Dr. Mercola pointed out that back in 2008, Dr. Joseph Ross of New York's Mount Sinai School of Medicine came across ghost-written research studies for Vioxx, for example, while reviewing documents related to the lawsuits that had been filed against Merck. And then he quotes Dr. Joseph S. Ross in April in an article that Dr. Ross had written in Med Headlines, on April 16, 2008. And listen what Dr. Ross says. He says, quote, in about 96 journal publications, this is an article in Med Headlines that are reporting on what Dr. Ross and his colleagues found. It says, quote, in about 96 journal publications, Ross and his colleagues discovered internal Merck documents and email messages pertaining to clinical study reports and review articles, some of which were developed by the company's marketing department, not its scientific department. In others, there is little evidence that the authors recruited for the report made substantial contribution to the research itself. Some of the authors listed in the Merck study reports of concern questioned the true nature of ghostwriting. One neurologist originally listed as an external author and then listed as Dr. Leon J. Thal of the University of California, San Diego, in the final draft, died a year ago in an airplane crash. And so this article, he goes on, Dr. Mercola points out in this article, he goes on to say, an editorial published in the Journal of the American Medical Association that year by Drs. Fatsy and Cronemaugh also questioned whether Merck might have deliberately manipulated dozens of academic documents published in the medical literature in order to promote Vioxx under false pretenses. And so this is one of the things that also when you put a drug on the market and you knew the drug was dangerous and you falsify medical papers and documents, and articles, and you bring in ghostwriters, and you do all of these things, and then 60,000 people die. I'm surprised that people weren't going to prison.
No, Dr. Henry, they won't go to prison because these drug companies, from just cholesterol-lowering drugs, make billions of dollars, plus the others. So the drug company has money to go around and buy out governments, politicians, you know, the medical community, and so many other entities. And with that much billions of dollars, you see why they can get away with this. But, you know, as I'm listening to what you're saying, and my mind is stretching, and I'm thinking, this is not just from what you're saying, and this is not just limited to the drug companies. We have the AMA. They do the same thing. Right? We have even our respected bodies like the American Cancer Society, which has all of these cancer drive, and the American Heart Association, and many of them, but especially the American Cancer Association, we're that have so many drives to find a cure for cancer. And yet, when you and I look behind the scene, they're not interested in a cure for cancer. Just read a book like The China Study by Dr. T. Colin Campbell.
Excellent book.
And it will
excellent
show
book.
You that these companies, right, they are definitely falsifying reports, right, to claim that, well, they haven't really come up with any cure for cancer, or no cure for cancer is really inside. Just give more money for us to pursue more studies. And every time they come up showing that, listen, natural things, foods, herbs, vitamins, and these things are able to reverse cancer or prevent cancer, these people who put forth these studies are branded as fanatics, that these studies are unscientific, and you name it, right? So the drug industry, talking about the pharmaceutical industry, the AMA, right, the various agencies or bodies like the American Cancer Society, the American Heart Association, many of them are involved in these criminal acts.
You're right. And in fact, Dr. Morgan, in this article, Dr. Mercola also points out the drug Avandia, and he points out as another potent example. He says this diabetes medication hit the market in 1999 and that it quickly became a blockbuster drug. He says by 2006, now that's from 1999 to 2006, its annual revenue was $3.2 billion. A year later, he says, a damning study published in the New England Journal of Medicine linked Avandia to a 43% increased risk of heart attack and a 64% higher risk of cardiovascular death than patients treated with other methods. And then between 1999 and 2000, he points out that Avandia is estimated to have caused over 80,000 unnecessary heart attacks. And he says, although the actual number of people harmed or killed by the drug is still largely unknown, he says the most recent analysis by the Cleveland Clinic in 2010, which used data from 56 clinical Avandia trials, calculated that for every 37 to 52 patients who take Avandia for 5 years, one additional heart attack can be expected as a result of the drug. And as a result, the authors of this study estimate the number of deaths caused by Avandia to be around 48,000 between 1999 and 2009. So here you have between 1999 and 2007, this estimated that it caused 80,000 unnecessary heart attacks. And then they believe that between 1999 and 2009, it caused 48,000 deaths. And these are just estimates. The number could actually be a lot higher than that, you know?
Yes. You know, which is, can you imagine if we promoted one herb? We didn't make the herb, but we sold one herb. Remember again, we didn't make it. We didn't make any claim that it can, and we wouldn't make a claim, use a herb to make a claim that it's good for your cancer or your high blood pressure or your diabetes. We don't do that, right? Because we have no basis to do that.
Right.
But if we were to even give someone a herb and it were to cause one person to get sick and they can, without a shadow of a doubt, trace it back to that herb, where do you think you and I would be today?
We'd be in jail.
We would be. We'd be rot. We'd be given maybe 50, 60 years, no matter how much money that we can pay. They wouldn't accept it because they are going to use us to make a public example, right, that others will leave herbs alone and stuff like that because they want their drug to sell. And look what they are doing with drugs to maim and kill people, and they are still getting away with it. And again,
right.
I don't want our listeners to get me wrong. There are drugs out there that are necessary, right? And for those people who are taking drugs, they shouldn't just stop taking them like that unless their condition is not life-threatening. But if your condition is life-threatening, do not stop taking your drug like that. Find a good doctor or work with your doctor to see if other things can be done where you don't have to take that drug.
That's right. That's very good. Thanks for making that point out, Dr. Morgan. It's very important that our listeners never stop a drug abruptly because many times your body has acclimatized to that drug, and if you stop abruptly, you can cause a lot of issues. And so, as Dr. Morgan has pointed out, don't ever stop a drug abruptly. And as he pointed out, also work with your doctor to see about trying to get off of the drug, and also do your own research to find out what other side effects that the drug may be causing that the doctor may not have informed you about, and then bring it to his attention and say, listen, this drug, these are the side effects. I don't like taking it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What can we do to get me off this drug? Are there any alternatives? If I go to a natural practitioner and the natural practitioner recommended these, most natural practitioners will talk to you about maybe any contraindications. But by all means, as he pointed out, never ever stop taking a drug if you're taking it for a life-threatening condition. Never stop taking it abruptly because it could cause major problems. As I said, because this article is so lengthy, I know that we wouldn't be able to get finished with it. We need to go to break here before we come back and go to our healing food. But if you want to read this article, it's very interesting, very intriguing. You can find it at Marcola.com. It was published on July the 12th, Why Your Doctor's Advice May Be Fatally Flawed. But before we go there, I just want to point out one other thing about in this article. Dr. Marcola asked a question. He makes a statement. He says, quote, "The pharmaceutical industry as a whole has become the poster child for fraud, deception, and manipulation of science for profit." And he goes on, he points out about an online series called Transparency and Medicine featured on the website The Conversation. And he points out how the voluminous amounts of documents that was provided by the man who was behind this series, this online series, has given access and show that serious misrepresentation of both the effectiveness and safety of certain drugs, with published articles making the research appear positive while negative secondary outcomes were deleted. And so the article actually, again, it refers to an online series called Transparency and Medicine featured on the website Conservation. And it's a series by John Giardini. And he discusses how science-based medicine is clouded by marketing departments that actually control and distort information in the medical literature. So again, remember, many doctors are actually honest and have your well-being, in their hearts and in their minds. But if the literature that they're reading has been compromised or if it's full of misrepresentations, where you have, as he points out in his article, published articles making the research appear more positive than it really is, while at the same time deleting any secondary negative outcomes or some of the side effects. And if a doctor is relying on that information, he's relying on flawed information. And so even though he may have the best intentions that he's giving to you, his best intentions could still end up being fatal for you. And so this is something they need to take into consideration. We'll be right back after these messages. You listen to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM. Thank you for listening.
Would you love to eat healthier if you could eat food that was delicious? Well, now you can at Tropical Refresh Restaurant right here in Orlando. Imagine eating amazingly delicious food that is not making you a heart attack victim waiting to happen. Choose from mouth-watering veggie burgers, veggie chicken, veggie chunks and beans, etc. And don't forget our amazingly delicious non-dairy ice cream. Choose from flavors like grape nut, pina colada, strawberry, and more. Enjoy a real meal without guilt. Call now, 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. That's 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. And experience Tropical Refresh Restaurant, where there's a delight in every bite as you experience a taste of the tropics.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Joining me here is Dr. Orette Morgan. This is our last show on the Big 8, 10 a.m. in Orlando, but it's not our last show. Go to bluezonewellness.org to find out how you can keep listening to us and learning about our natural health, as well as things that are coming out in the media and the news and health publications that are very important for you and your family to know. This is our last segment. We're down to roughly 12, 15 minutes. Dr. Morgan, we'll move on into our healing food, which is olive oil. Olive oil olive oil is so full of health benefits that we could spend probably two or three shows talking about the health benefits of olive oil. So, of course, this is just a summary of some of the things that olive oil is beneficial or is capable of doing. Organic olive oil is full, as we talk about, antioxidants. It's full of antioxidants, of vitamins, as well as other nutrients that can actually help protect you against different types of illnesses. Some of the things that olive oil are good to do is that olive oil is good to help protect you from heart disease. Olive oil is also very effective in promoting healthy digestion. Many people have used it to ease the symptoms of ulcers and gastritis. It's also been known to help lower the formation of gallstones. It's been used also to balance the fatty acids in body. Scientific studies also show that people eating 2 tablespoons of virgin organic olive oil daily for 1 week actually show less oxidation of LDL, a low-density lipoprotein, or their bad cholesterol, and higher levels of antioxidants in their blood. And so here you have also, if you use extra virgin olive oil, you will benefit from the higher levels of antioxidants, especially vitamin E and phenol, which are the same compounds found in grapes, because the olive oil is less processed. Also, some people use it, Dr. Morgan, as a body oil. You can rub it on your body or your face after washing, after you take a shower or a bath. You don't need to get a lot of it to get great skin moisturizing benefits, as opposed to maybe using some of these lotions that are full of chemicals. And for our lady listeners out there, you can use this oil to control your hair fizz. Just comb a drop of organic olive oil through your hair to control flyaways and frizz. You can also rub it into nail cuticles and nails for a naturally healthy look on your nails. So here's just some of the things that some practical uses, as Dr. Morgan pointed out earlier, we also not only do we want to give you information, scientific and theoretical information. When I say theoretical, not theoretical in the form of it being a theory, but theoretical in the form of being educated and not having it being right there hands on. But also we like to give you practical information. And so, as I said earlier, just a drop of olive oil, put it on your comb and comb through your hair, can actually help frizz. That's something that's very practical. It can also be used if you swallow a tablespoon. It can be of olive oil. It's also good to help soothe a dry or irritated throat. And the it can also be used as an organic lip balm to help keep your chapped lip, to help keep chapped lips at bay. If you've ever been in any of the colder cities with the wind blows a lot like Chicago, you can know how your winds can really, really get, your lips can really, really get chapped to the point of being very painful. You usually live in Chicago, right, Dr. Morgan?
Oh, yes. I foolishly lived there for 12 years.
So you know, they rightly call it the Windy City, especially in the winter, huh?
Oh, yes. But, you know, as I was there listening to you about the olive oil, and you mentioned about gallstone, you know, it's also helpful in as you and I have discussed it too. And so I know you know this, but just for the benefit of our listeners, for kidney stones also, right? It also helps to give a good liver flush,
right?
And a good kidney flush and a good gallbladder flush, right? It's
right.
You know, in combination with other things. But I'm saying it plays a very good role. You know, and I'm sure if your listeners want to know more on how to use it, they can contact you. You know, contact Blue Zone Wellness, and I'm sure Dr. Henry would be willing to share more on this. However, one of the things I want to make our listeners know is that all olive oils are not the same, are not equal. You know, and you know that, and that's why you've been saying cold press or naturally pressed olive oil, right? That this is where the value is in, because they have olive oil out there that are refined, that they use chemicals to produce, and those are the olive oil that, even though they're called olive oil, they are not for the best interest of our health. However, there was a time when we could say, okay, just go get some virgin olive oil or extra virgin, you know, or light virgin, and people would just go to the store, Dr. Henry, and they could just pick up any one of that and don't even have to read the label.
That's
However,
true.
No wonder the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil, because there are some companies out there that are scammers. What they're doing, what they've been doing for years now, is to put out olive oil that says extra virgin, knowing that people buy cold press olive oil because it says extra virgin. So now we have to look at the bottle and make sure it says first cold press.
You're right. Good point. Good point. That's true.
You would be paying real good money for the same olive oil that is refined, that you could pay maybe half of that for, right? And not only that, you're using it for something that requires cold press olive oil, not knowing that, well, this is not cold press, and you're defeating the purpose.
That's right. Very good point. That's very, very good point. And as Dr. Morgan pointed out, olive oil is very, very efficacious in helping with gallstones, kidney stones, et cetera, and cause when combined with other things, as he pointed out, it in itself has a lot of good benefits, health benefits overall. And so if you, as he pointed out, we make sure to look for the first cold press, be sure to read your labels for the first cold press virgin olive oil, preferably organic if you can get it. And again, as we talked about before, when it comes to your health, if it's a little bit more expensive, a couple of dollars more expensive, when it comes to your health, remember, your health, if you're going to spend $400 a month on a car payment or whatever, you shouldn't get up in arms over spending a couple of more dollars for something of a higher quality if it costs you two or three or four more dollars, even five more dollars to get it, because your health, without your health, the quality of life greatly degenerates.
Yeah, that's, Your point there, Dr. Henry, is so important, because many times we walk on a car lot and we went there to buy a particular car, but they talked us into buying another one, which costs more, which is going to make our monthly payment higher. And we do go for that because it has extra features. And you know how these salesmen love to talk us into buying things sometimes that we can't afford.
Right.
And we have no problem sometimes doing that because that's a car. Yet when it comes to our food, which is the foundation of good health, sometimes we think it hard to just pay a little bit more for the organic product or for the healthier one that's not refined, you know what. But we should always remember that it is best to invest in food than insurance policy, right? And that if we don't have an ailment, insurance policy should not be the first thing for our health. It's the lifestyle. It's the food that we eat, especially the food that we eat. Right. That's what we should invest in. However, if we have diabetes, high blood pressure, or whatever the health issue may be, sure enough, insurance policy become necessary, but at the same time, our food is even still more necessary. So let's invest in food first and foremost, and then we can consider health insurance after.
That's right. That's right. And I would like to maybe in the future do a show, Dr. Morgan. We mentioned that in an early one of our broadcasts. On the sharing medical plans that they have, and kind of enlighten our listeners also on that alternative, which I think is an excellent alternative. We're down to about 3 minutes, and we won't be able to finish. In the last show, we were talking a little bit about chromium, and we were talking about the importance of chromium, especially for those who are diabetic, even for those who may be pre-diabetic or insulin resistant. And just to point out real quickly, the ability to maintain normal blood sugar levels is jeopardized by the lack of chromium in our soil, et cetera. And some of the things that happen when you have a deficiency of chromium, many people who are deficient in chromium will lead to anxiety, fatigue. Can lead to glucose intolerance, particularly in people who have diabetes. It can lead to inadequate metabolism of your amino acids, and as well as an increased risk of arteriosclerosis. And so here are some of the things that we've been talking about. Some of these minerals, these are some of the things that can actually, some of the symptoms that will result as a result of being deficient in minerals. This is why it's so important not to eat foods that deplete the body of minerals, and to eat as closely as possible in line with the rainbow, as we've spoken about on here before. Excessive intake of certain foods can lead to chromium or lead to deficiency of chromium in certain areas. And so, again, we're not going to have the time to basically go into any too much more details because we're almost out of time on this, our last broadcast on the Big 8, 10 a.m. But you can continue to find out how you can continue to hear us. Just simply go to bluezonewellness.org, bluezonewellness.org. You can still hear us. You can hear us. You'll still be able to call in. You'll still be able to join us, ask us questions. We thank you for listening to us on the Big 8, 10 a.m. We thank you for supporting us, those that have supported us here. Again, we're not going away. We're just changing a little bit. Dr. Morgan, you got anything to say to our listeners in these last 30, 45 seconds or so?
Yes, Dr. Henry. It's a pleasure having our listeners out there, and they're taking the time out to listen to us, because without listeners, we wouldn't be on the radio station. You know, so we appreciate our listeners, and they're from time to time, some of them have encouraged us, and for those also who have patronized Tropical Refresh, we appreciate that, and we look forward to continue serving you. Tropical Refresh and Blue Zone Wellness will still be around to serve your needs.
That's right. Again, we thank you guys for listening. Join us, visit us at bluezonewellness.org. You can keep listening. We're coming out with new information all the time. And as again, when you get an opportunity, just drop by, give us a call, drop by Tropical Refresh, And we have many, many more shows coming up, and the information will be just as cutting edge, and we will be even going deeper in many cases. So thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Until next time, take care. In the Zone, Blue Zone Wellness.